Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. ChatGPT has had a lot of big implications in business in particular, a lot of white-collar jobs, a lot of office work, and business administrative tasks. So today I want to talk a little bit about the disruption that we're going to see in email marketing specifically and email use from ChatGPT. A lot of people have, you know, talked about a lot of different areas. This is one I feel like has been covered a ton, so I want to dive into it a little bit. First off, we all know what ChatGPT is. It is a language model by OpenAI. You ask it a question, it responds using AI. How it works. Most of you may understand this, but at a very high level, essentially it generates responses to your query based on the context of your conversation, and it can understand the nuances of natural language to help it generate the responses. And it's essentially just guessing the next word in the sentence. It's like an autocomplete on steroids and trained with AI. So obviously a lot more powerful, but that's, I guess, the basic idea of the transformer model it uses. So email, how is it? Why is that important? And how is this going to be used for email? So email is a super critical tool for communication for the last decade, over the last few decades. But it does have some limitations. So email can be pretty time consuming, obviously. I often find it easier to, if I'm trying to communicate with someone and I have them on a messaging app, I a lot of times just do voice to text. So I literally just hit record, voice to text, and send that rather than typing out. Same problem with email. It can be time consuming sometimes. And I guess this is different for everyone, but personally, I find it not as fluid and a little bit more difficult to get my thoughts out. It's difficult to convey tone and emotion in email specifically. You know, sometimes you send off an email and you're like, dang, like, did I come off like too aggressive or like too timid or like, are they gonna, you know, should I have used like a more emojis or like not used an exclamation point instead of a period, whatever. I know it sounds silly, but honestly, like, that is one of the drawbacks to email and all text communication is kind of getting that tone and emotion right. Sometimes you just say something and you're like, oh man, I came off in a way I didn't want to come off in. So that's actually one area that I believe ChatGPT is going to absolutely kill it at. And that is specifically when you are using ChatGPT for writing emails, for email responses, you're able to do a ton of different things. But one of them specifically is get it to write emails in the tone of X, Y, and Z. So, you know, you could be like, you know, send a serious email about this or, you know, send a friendly email about this. And ChatGPT is going to get that tone right every time. It's honestly, that's one thing that it's super, super good at. And so I think that's one area that we're going to see ChatGPT disrupt email. Emails will actually get better because as you use it in your email automations, it's going to be able to get the tone right. So another thing that I've seen, you know, a lot of different companies doing is building like Google Chrome plugins essentially that are kind of like helpers for your email. So you jump into an email, you have this Google Chrome plugin that plugs into ChatGPT or, you know, OpenAI's DaVinci model. You hop on and essentially it can read the email and it can write a response. I forecast seeing essentially people just hook this thing straight into their email so that you go to bed, you wake up in the morning, any emails that you got, it automatically read them, wrote its best reply, saved them to the drafts. You go through, scroll through, read them. It does it in your tone of voice. And you can just click send, send, send on any ones that you want. If you're like, oh man, it missed this little tidbit, you edit it, send it. So I honestly think that, you know, automating all your email responses is going to be massive. And this is literally going to hit every single area of business, right? From the CEO all the way down to a new intern, they're going to be able to use these email automations and the software to completely just automate all of that communication and all of that fluff that they otherwise would have to do. So something interesting is that I think we're going to see soon, but I haven't seen any software specifically doing it, is sending automatic replies, right? Like in the example I just mentioned, you get it to read and write the reply and save it in your drafts so you can review it and send it. I believe people are going to get this thing hooked up to automatic replies. You can see what the drawback, what people are worried about, right? It could say anything, send an email, and it said something bad, and all of a sudden now you look ridiculous, and it's like, oh, sorry, that was just ChatGPT automatic replying. Then people are like, wait, you just used a robot to email me, and that makes you look even worse. So that one's going to be a little bit tricky, but I know people are going to hook that up. I mean, it's just the automation and the power it has to write things is so good. They're going to have to set really strict rules, I think, on what types of replies. Honestly, for customer service, I think this will be pretty big, because if you have, you know, 10 problems that people commonly have with your product, your software, your service, number one, you should probably get those 10 things fixed. But for the customer service team, they're going to be able to write canned responses. So like, if someone has this problem, write them a response like this, make it kind of personalized to them. If someone has this problem, write a response like this. So you could have these kind of like ChatGPT AI models or AI, you know, like chat model things built out essentially. So for customer service, this thing is going to be really good. And I forecast people are going to just use this to automatically reply to people. And I think that's going to be a really big thing. Like in the same like thread, essentially for customer service, I think it's going to be used for frequently asked questions as well. When people are asking questions, maybe not just having a problem, but you're going to be able to tell ChatGPT what your frequently asked questions are. So essentially what you do is you just create a prompt that's like, you are a frequently asked questions response prompt, and you probably have a specific email like questions@ and then your company website. And it's like on your contact page, like have questions about our product, like email us here. And when someone sends an email there or hits a chatbot on your website, it's going to pull off this. But essentially you'd have a prompt that says, you are a question and answer prompt box. This is what our product is. This is what it does. This is a list of all of its features. If anyone has any questions about them, refer to this. If anyone has questions about like these, like 20 things in particular, here's like that are the most common frequently asked questions. Here's 20 responses that you could just literally quote for them. But like that alone is so incredibly powerful, especially when you're telling it all of your features of your product, so it already knows and already can explain them to people. That's going to be really popular. So not just, you know, customer support issues, but also frequently asked questions, which kind of ties into the sales process, which brings me up to the next point, and that is for sales. This thing is going to automate emails in the sales category like nothing else, I think. A big part of sales, depending on the business, right? Sometimes with sales, you could be nurturing a lead for up to a year. Like sometimes you have these really long lead times for getting people to, you know, sign big contracts on big pieces of software or big tools or big products. And this can be a really powerful way to, you know, you have your CRM, your HubSpot or whatever, and making sure that you can send someone a personalized email, you know, every week or every couple of weeks, following up, giving them a tidbit, talking about their case in particular, talking about how your service can specifically help an issue that they might be having. And you could have ChatGPT write all of that, whether you want to go just the full-on, YOLO and auto-send, or if you want to have that automatically write based on a schedule for sales teams, and then the sales team goes and approves those and sends them off to the company. You know, that's up to people, depending on how wild they're feeling. Obviously, the auto-send thing is, I would say, higher risk of quality. But you know why people are going to do it? Because you can scale that thing. Like if you were literally having this thing auto-send, you could probably have a sales guy take on 1,000 customers or clients instead of like 100. But, you know, it's like, which one's going to have the higher conversion rate? So people are going to have to run those numbers and play with those. And, you know, that's going to be a whole nother conversation that they'll look at. But anyways, email for salespeople is going to completely be changed because of ChatGPT. So there's so many other ways. I would love to hear your guys' opinions on this. If you want to join our Facebook group and let me know your thoughts on what's happening in ChatGPT, you can do that. There'll be a link in the description. Also, make sure to follow me on Twitter @Jaden_Schaefer. I'll drop a link in the description as well. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.